Rite Aid was just a lot more personal. They, I don't know, I never really had any significant problems there. They were always seemed like they were looking out for us if there was something going on with a script or something like that. But Walgreens is very impersonal, and you can't, you know, they. I went there one time, and I said, tap to pay. And the gal said, I have to take it over to the register. And I said, you know, she didn't have a problem with it. So I just unlocked my phone, and she took it over and tapped to pay. Because I don't carry my FSA card, and which I like to buy all the scripts with. And I should carry it, but I don't use it that often. And this girl, I pull up, and I says, you know, can I tap to pay so I can use my FSA card? She goes, no, you have to come inside for that. We don't do that here. I go, you mean you don't do that here? So, I don't know. They're just like that. You know, no standard policy. If you get some snot, you know, one time they won't help you. Next time they will. I don't know. Just, that's just among the things I don't like about Walgreens.
Yep, it can be frustrating. Hey, I'm about to run into a store. I will call back out when I get back in if you're around. Otherwise, I will talk to you tomorrow morning, possibly. KE8RUH.
All righty, I'm not far from home, so I don't know if we'll catch you, but have fun, drive safe. Roads are pretty good. WAFM.